begin, guys. Okay, I want to start with two nakudas from the sugi we saw yesterday, then we'll go by. Start getting in the yoni pace. Maybe we'll touch upon it today. We'll do more tomorrow for sure. Okay. You recall yesterday we had a Mishnah in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Machlokes between Rav Gamliel and Bishul Mukatzeitz or Jusha Sishat, and there was a Machlokes in Amorim what the dialogue was. Rabbi Yochanan said the dialogue was what? 200-100. What did Rabbi Elazar say? The dialogue was what? 100-0. Now, do you recall why, according to Rabbi Elazar, you needed two Mishnayos? What were the two Mishnayos? Yud Beis and Beis was needed to what? Actually, Yud Gimel and Aleph was needed to destroy who? Rami Bar Chama. Excellent, Yossi. Rami Bar Chama said what? That if you don't recognize she's a Mukatzeitz, then she gets zero, yes? That's Rami Bar Chama's Shita. So our Mishnah is saying no, she gets at least 100 or 200. And why do you need the Mishnah on Yud Beis and Beis? To exclude who? What did Rabbi Bar Abin say? Not talking about Mukasech, but what was he talking about? Excellent. Which is talking about whether she's a bula or a psula. Rebbe Barachama, I'm sorry, Rebbe Chia Baravin said, because Lulin's bula is Yeshla what? Is Yeshla mana. She gets 100. So therefore the Mishnah's come to say, Mekachto is a zero. Now, that was Rebbe Elazar said. So get down the following Nakudas. Number one, the Gemara comments, what is Rebbe Chia Baravin going to do with the Mishnah in your base and base? The Gemara said, Lafuke, right? So what does Rebbe Chia Bar Avin do with the Mishnah? Are you going to leave him hanging? So who asked this kasha? The Gemara. The Gemara in the daf that we skipped on Yud Aleph and Beis asked that kasha. What is Rebbe Chia Bar Avin going to do with the Mishnah? So you know what the Gemara answers? What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers that it's a Mekachtos from Masai, but she gets 100. That's how Rebbe Chia Bar Avin would save himself. Okay? But the Gemara itself, I want you to get that down in your notes. Ask that question, you know, and give that answer. Okay. Very good. Now, I want to note to you the following now. Another horror. Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama. He was against which Mishnah, Yossi? Rami Bar Chama was against the Mishnah, on our Mishnah, you give him a Aleph, right? Rami Bar Chama says, Lohikar, but you get zero. The Mishnah said 100 or 200, yes? What is he going to answer? Let me ask you another question. Is Rebbe Chia Bar Amma against the previous Mishnah too? Yes. Because what does Rebbe Chia Rami Bar Chama say? Rami Bar Chama is Lamaisa. Rami Bar Chama, Poshub Shat, is against that Mishnah too. Who asked this Kasha? Rami Bar Chama, the Gemara asked this Kasha also on Yud Aleph and Beis. Who asked this Kasha? On Yud Aleph and Beis, the Gemara says, why is Rami Bar Chama against our Gemara? Against the Mishnah and Yud Beis and Beis. Because what did Rami Bar Chama say? Lo Hikar Ba is what? Is nothing, yes? So why is that necessarily against Yud Beis and Beis? What did the Gemara ask on Yud Beis, on Yud Aleph and Beis? It said that they asked the Kasha, Mesa from Nachman, Hanoisa Seisha, Mechem Adeslo Klaal, Blaislu Klaal. What's the Kasha on Rami Bar Chama? Right here. The Gemara asks the Kasha on Mesiv of Nachman. He omers, what is Rami Bar Chama going to do with our Mishnah? On Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Did you, again, Rav Chia Bar Avin was against the Mishnah. How do we answer that? The Gemara answered that by saying it's a Mekachtos from 200 to 100. But the Gemara also said the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph was against what? Was against Rav Chia Bar Avin, was against Rami Bar Chama. What's Rami Bar Chama going to answer? So the Gemara says what? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Gemara says, that's why Rav argued. What did Rav say? We didn't have Rav in our Gemara, but I want you to write it down. What did Rav say on Yud Aleph and Beis? Bein Hikar Be, Bein Lo Hikar Ba. Rav Meir says 200. The Rabbanan say Hikar Ba, she gets 100. Lo Hikar Ba gets what? 100. Zero. 100. No, lo, Rav. Rav. Yeah, I'm saying Rav originally said Lo Hikar Ba, Lo Klum. Yeah. And then Rav was Chozer Bo and said what? And said, Lo Hikarba, she gets what? She gets 100. Lo Hikarba gets 100. Hikarba, Lo Hikarba gets 100. But Lamaisa, there was a, what I want to bring out, the first point that I want to bring out here, is that Rav Chia Bar Avin, we said, was against the Mishnah, the Gemara said. Yes? Rav Chia Bar Avin was against the Mishnah. Yeah? So how did Rabbi Chiya Rabban answer that Mishnah? Gemara answered. Mekach tells from 100. That's one point. Next point is, how does Rabbi Rachama deal with the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel? Well, the Gemara has that Kasha, and because of that, Rava what? Rava came up with his whole new Shita. But how does Rami Bar Chama answer that? Answer the Mishnah? So I want you to get down. I saw the Yushalmi answers that Kasha. And the Yushalmi says, you know what our Mishnah is talking about? What's our Mishnah talking about? Amazing. The Mishnah is talking about Ha'ore, he cart to be. The Mishnah is talking about, I guess, with the wood said, Mukatsetsani Vikartabi. What does Vikartabi mean? You knew that I was a Mukatsets. And the Yushalmi says that the Therish. So how does that answer the Kasha? Because what did Rami Bar Chama say? That Bain Hikar Ba, I mean, Lo Hikar Ba, what's the name? Laksuba Klau. And the Mishnah said, Mana Masayim. Right? But that's a case of what? The Mishnah is talking about Hikar Ba. Hikar ba, Rami Bar Chama said it's a 0-1, it's low hikar ba. But if it's hikar ba, you do get 100 or 200, depending on the liquor, mayor of the chumim. So that's how you get out of it. So that's the first chiddush I wanted to point out. Okay? When you read the Gemara, you can't leave the Amoraim hanging. Well, the Gemara asked that Kasha regarding Rechia Bar Avin, the Gemara gave an answer. It's a tos, mekach tos from 200, we get 100. How do you answer Rami Bar Chama? The Yushalmi gives the answer. And the Yushalmi says we're talking about Hikartabi. Now, why did the Bavli not give that answer, the Ra says? One sec. Why did the Bavli not give that answer, Johnny? I'll tell you why. Because if you say Hikartabi, what does it become? It becomes a Bari Gabari. And what did we say yesterday in Shir from Rabbi Gamliel? On Tetzayin and Alf, that it's a Bari Gabari, she's not believed. At least that's what the Bavli says. So the Bavli's not willing to say, the Bavli wants a case of, you know, Shema Yer, Drusha Sishat. But if you say Hikartabi, then that means that they're a bari babari. Because she's basically saying she's a mukatsets vikartabi. And he's saying, no, you're not a mukatsets, you are a what? You are a drusha shishat. That becomes a bari babari, won't fit the whole concept. So that's the first chiddush I want to point out. You read the Gemara, you don't want it to be hanging. Yes, Johnny, go ahead.
Why does no one question Rami Bar Chama that he makes a difference, that he differentiates between Hekar Bar and Lo Hekar Bar when both Rameir and the Rabbanon don't differentiate between that? Meaning they argue about the amount, but they both say Hekar or Lo Hekar.
There's no Kasha to ask on him. He says Lo Hekar Ba is Ein La Klum.
And Rameir and Rabbanon are Tanoim, right?
Right.
So how can Rami Bar Chama make, like, he could have a pshat, like, how much he gets, I guess. Because
He had a Mesorah what their Machlokas was. And he held, in the case of Lo Hikar Ba, she gets zero. Everyone holds she gets zero. The Machlokas was in the case, that was the Machlokas, right?
No, Rameir holds, even if the guy doesn't know Lo Hikar Ba, he still gets 200.
I understand. According to Rami Bar Chama says, and that's what our Mishnah is against that, he said Lo Hikar Ba, Bein Rameir, Bein Rameir, In Lak Suba Klau. Our Mishnah is against that.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Okay, so what's wrong?
No, I'm saying,
so we just gave an answer for that.
Before we ask Rami Bar Chama, before we ask that question, Rami Bar Chama, why don't we ask a different question? Why do we allow him to make a differentiation between Lo Hekar Ba and Hekar Ba?
They didn't discuss it, Rameir and the Chachamim. They just
said
say a Mukatsets gets 200 and 100. They didn't say Hekar Ba.
It doesn't matter whether the guy knows or not.
They didn't comment on it. That's what the Amoraim are trying to enlighten us with.
No, they did comment. They
no, they didn't. Rameir and Chachamim don't comment on what it's Hekar Ba, Lo Hekar Ba.
Yeah, he does. Kura Rameir, it's Amar Ben Hekar Ba.
That's their Teichin Remeir. That's their Teichin Remeir. That's the Amoraim's Teich. That's Rebbe Lazar's Teich. That's Rebbe Lazar's Teich. Yeah, that's the Amoraim's Teich. That's Rebbe Lazar's. They didn't say it Pifarish, the Tanoim. So that's the distinction that we're making to Hikar Ba and Lo Hikar Ba. Yeah, the Amoraim's quoting Rebbe Lazar when it says that. John, I'm not saying the Gemara says it. The Gemara says it. It's Rabbi Lazar. It's not.
Rabbi Yochanan goes like Rameir. The Amar, because Rameir, the Amar, like Rameir says.
Yeah, that's his Havana of Rameir. That's his Havana of Rameir. That's Rabbi Lazar's Havana of Rameir. We're distinguishing between Hikar Ba, Lo Hikar Ba, according to Rabbi Bar Chama. That's how I answer the Mishnah. They never commented. Look at the Mishnah. I think the Mishnah is Yud Aleph and Beis. Rameir and the Chama, they say, Bukhut says 200 and say Hikar Ba, Lo Hikar Ba. This is the Amoraim enlightening. Okay. That's the first Kiddush I wanted to say, first Mahalik. We got it? It's a good point when you bring up it. That's Amoraim. Okay. Number two. Let's get to this. Second Mahalik. Yeah, I'm glad this. We point out this because you can't just leave the Amoraim hung. Lafuke this Amora. Lafuke this Amora. What did those Amoraim do? So Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, the Gemara asked that. Rami Bar Chama, the Gemara asked, and that's why Rava said a shita. Right? The Hadar Bein, he was chozer, but Lamaisa, he said a new shita, would you leave him hanging? So the Bavli leaves him hanging, but the Yushami answers it. Be kartabi. Okay. Number two, second mahal. Let's just get this. I was very bothered by it, according to Rabbi Lazar. Okay, we just said over Rabbi Lazar. How did Rabbi Yochanan deal with the two Mishnayos? Tarta Lamali. Why do you need two Mishnayos according to Rabbi Yochanan? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Kansa Bechaz Bulin Zbulah is 100. Why do you need two Mishnayos to tell me what? Mekach Tos from 200 to 100. Why do you need the Beis and Beis Yikimalaf? What did the Gemara say? We learned it yesterday. What did the Gemara say? One is Ladicha Kocha de Rabbi Yeshua. That what? That even if there's a what?
There's a Migu, you still don't believe.
Even if there's a what? Even if there's a Migu, you're not believed. Right? In our Mishnah, she could have said Mukatsis and Nizatecha. And the other Mishnah, right, in the Basraisa, the Mishnah Shnia, where she says Mukatsetsani, right? Even though there is no Migu, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, we said Taisis is no Migu, Halach Lamaisi Mehemna, you're believed. Okay? So it's interesting. I just want to point out that Daniel and Pinchas pointed out that the Rishonim we had that, remember they scratched the whole Girsa of Migu from the Gemara? They went with Chazaka and Yubez and Beis. You see, the Gemara here quotes the word Migu. Didn't quote Chazaka. It's a good horror. I looked around. I didn't see anyone ask that kasha. But it's a good horror. I want you to get it down. Remember we had Rishonim, the Ritva Ra, and Yubez and Beis. There were two factors why Ragam Leel said she wins. Because of a Migu or Chazaka. Ritvon Ra scratched the Girsa of Migu. They only left it with Chazaka. But the Gemara here only picks out a Migu. Doesn't pick out Chazaka. Lo Dicha Kocho to what? Rabbi Shua, that even though there's a Migu, right? The Mishnah, Kamaisav, or Mishnah Stani Nas, even though there's a Migu, I thought Migu was scratched out of the Gemara. So that's a good horror. Very good point. I want you to get it down. But I want to bring out is that why couldn't the Gemara have said a similar Cheshbon with Rabbi Yochanan? What would the similar Cheshbon with Rabbi Yochanan? Let's get the second Mahalak now. This is a very, very strong Kasha. And who asked this Kasha? The Shita Mikubetzis asked this Kasha very beautifully. He says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why can't you say, Yossi, that our Mishnah excludes Rami Bar Chama? What did Rami Bar Chama say? Lo Hikra by everyone holds what? Zero. And what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says 100, right? At least 100 or 200, right? So our mission itself could exclude Rami Bar Chama. Why did the Gemara have to get into a whole different pilp of Lodicha Kolchos, like Shimon said? Stick within Rabbi Yochanan that our mission itself could exclude Rami Bar Chama. Why not? Rami Bar Chama says Lohikarba is a zero. Lohikarba is a zero. You see, our Mishnah says not that way. What do you say? Right? Our mission itself, let it exclude it. Our mission itself, let it exclude Rami Bar Chama, right? Why can't you say that? Our mission itself excludes Rami Bar Chama. In the previous scenario, we said, Mishir Estani Nanasti, right? Mishir Estani Nanasti, right? What was the two Mishnayis earlier for Mishnah Mala Rabbi Lazar? Chada, the one was Lafuki Rami Bar Chama, right? Which is our Mishnah, right? The second one was Lafuki Rami Barchim. So I'm using the same plaque, the same Mishnah that you used, Rabbi Lazar, to exclude our Mishnah, exclude Rami Barchama. Say the same thing for Rabbi Yochanan. You heard Akasha? Shimon, you got it? Say the same thing. Now that obviously is assuming that we're comparing Kansav Chesubula, the Nimzis Bula, with what? With Lo Hikra Mukas Eitz. Now Kansav Chesubula is a topic dealing with a woman. Was she a Bzula or Bula dealing with living with a man? Mukas Eitz not living with a man, but we're assuming that's the Kasha. So I want you to give three Terutz into that Kasha. Okay, you got the Kasha? Why does the Gemara call the whole new din of Lodicha Kolchos, Johnny? Stick with what you have. Oh, so he says like this. The Shita Yeshana answers, he says, in a Hanami, the Gemara could have. But Agav, that we said that the Mishnah on Yud Beis, the Lodicha Kocha Rabbi Yeshua, so we want a Lodicha Yud Gimel, Lodicha Kocha Rabbi Gamliel. But the Gemara could have given that answer. This is the Shita Yeshana, Eli, quoted by the Shita Mikubetz. That's one terrace. What'd you say?
It's on Yud Beis we have now? What Rabbi said it?
No, that the Mishnah and Yud Beizim and Beiz was Lodicha Kochad Rabbi Shua. So once you've already started going in the realm of Kochos, so we say you'd give him an Aleph, our Mishnah is Lodicha Kochad Rabbi Gamliel. But theoretically, you could have given that answer too as well. That our Mishnah would have been what to exclude Rami Bar Chama. That's one teretz. Another teretz, the Shita Megubetza says, interestingly, he says if you would say Lodicha Kochad Kamaisa, The Rebbe Yeshua, the Rebbe Yeshua, the Mishnah in Yebezim and Beis Laf is La'adicha Kochad Rebbe Yeshua. And our Mishnah would be what? To exclude Rabbi Bar Chama? That's bizarre. Because who's the halacha like? Rebbe Yeshua or Rabbi Gamliel? Who do we paskin? Rabbi Gamliel. So you're going to tell me a whole Mishnah is devoted La'adicha Kochad Rebbe Yeshua? We don't paskin like Rebbe Yeshua. But if you tell me that Mishnah Yubezubez Lodicha Kochar Rabbi Shua, and the Mishnah Yugimel Mavs Lodicha Kochar Rabbi Shua, that's good, because we want to say, you know, oh, we don't, Lodicha Kochar like Rabbi Shua, who we don't paskin like, Lodicha Kochar Rabbi Shua, who we do paskin like. But theoretically, even according to this answer, you could what? You could have given the answer that we said, that what? That our Mishnah itself could have excluded who? Rami Bar Chama, even for Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Now we come to the third teretz that Pinchas and Daniel were Masber and Seder. Very beautifully. According to the Sefer, one of the Gedolei Achron, the base is Thrua. We have to see which godly was. The base is Thrua. It's quoted in the Kobetz before from here. The base is Thrua and Dibra Maskil Elor B'Yechon. Right here, guys. Elor B'Yechon. Base is Thrua. The base is Thrua says like this. He says, we hinted to it a little bit, that Rabbi Lazar holds Kamsa B'Cheskes P'sul V'Nisus B'Ula is a what? Is a zero, yes? And that's excluding Rami Bar Chama. You need a Mishnah to exclude Rami Bar Chama. Why do you need a Mishnah to exclude Rami Bar Chama? Because why? What does Rami Bar Chama say? I don't want to hold Shalo Hikarbaz and Mekach Tos. And it doesn't get anything. Come on, Kuntzah B'cheskes P'sul V'Nisus B'Ula. Meaning there's a fundamental distinction, according to Rabbi Lazar, between Kuntzah B'cheskes P'sul V'Nisus B'Ula, which is a zero, right? To exclude Rami Bar Chama, who says Shalom Hikarba is considered to be what? A Mekach Tos. Meaning that Halacha L'maisa, in the din of what? Of Hikarba that we said, in the din of Hikarba, what would be the Halacha? Again, Kamsa B'chetz Tzulun Nisus B'ul is what the man is thinking. What the man says. Right? He feels Kamsa B'chetz Tzulun Nisus B'ul is a zero. Right? What does Rami Bar Chama say in the case of what? What does Rami Bar Chama say in that case? Rami Bar Chama says, we want to exclude Rami Bar Chama, that we shouldn't hold Shalom Hikarba is a Mekach Tos. And that what? And she doesn't get anything like Kansa Bechetzes Bula Nisbula. Kansa Bechetzes Bula Nisbula is a zero. But by Muketzates, what does Rami Lazar hold? What does Rebbe Lazar hold by Muketzates? What is Rebbe Lazar going to say by Muketzates? We're going to say what? He doesn't hold like Rami Bar Chama that it's a zero. It's either 100 or 200, like he says. Right? Like Rebbe Lazar says. Like Man or Masayim. Right? It's either Man or Masayim. She's going to get either a Man or Masayim. She's Tovas or Ksuba. Oh, Man or Masayim. In other words, Rebbe Lazar Taka argues. Kansa Bechaz Kisbulu Vinisis Bula Yasi is a zero. But when you get to Muketzetz, Rebbe Lazar says it's not the same thing. We don't hold like Rami Bar Chama. Shalom Hikarbaz and Mekach Tos, and you get zero. I don't hold like that. You follow me? So Rabbi Lazar makes a distinction. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Kansa b'chetz b'ula nisbula is 100. So a muketzet shalom hikarba should be no worse than what? A ba'ula. A ba'ula gets 100. So if a ba'ula gets 100, a muketzet should get 100. So you don't need a mishnah to exclude what? You don't need a mishnah to exclude Rami Bar Chama according to Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan holds kansa b'chetz b'ula nisbula is 100, it's pasha that a muketzet shalom hikarba should at least get 100. No? You don't need a mishnah to exclude Rami Bar Chama. Nachamo, guys, this is the nekuda I want you to get. If you hold Kansa Becheskes Be'ula, Kansa Becheskes P'sul, and this B'ula is 100, like Rabbi Yochanan, right? It's a davar pashit that a muketzet shlo hikarba should at least get 100. If a Be'ula gets 100, a muketzet shouldn't be any worse than a Be'ula. So you don't need a mishnah to exclude Rami Bar Chama. It's pashit that Rabbi Yochanan can't hold like Rami Bar Chama. He can't hold like Rami Bar Chama. So you don't need our Mishnah to exclude. You don't need our Mishnah to exclude for Rabbi Yochanan and Rami Bar Chama. It's a davar pasha. That's why the Gemara didn't say it. Even though the other two Terutzim seem to say you could have said it. It's interesting why they say that. Maybe they say it's not so pasha. I don't know. You have to come up with a svara. You know, why would be no lo gara mi abu'ula? A muketzets lo hikarba should be lo gara babu'ula. It's a convincing pshat. See, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, I hold Kansa B'chetz B'ula is a zero. But that's much different than what? Shalom Hikarba, that's a zero. Shalom Hikarba, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Why shouldn't a Muketzet Shalom Hikarba get zero? So there's a fundamental distinction, you see, and that's what Shimon, thank Daniel and Pinchas, who malabin this. You have to come up with a svar of the other two Terutzim, though. why the other two terutzim, you know, the other two terutzim wanted to accept that teretz. Why would you need a mishnah to exclude? If a muketzeitz gets 100, shouldn't a if a bula gets 100, shouldn't a muketzeitz slow hikarbuck get 100? Should be a kol sheken. I don't know why those other two terutzim, you know, seem to say you could have said that answer, but we already were involved in kocho, so we what? So we got involved, we wanted to say that. But that's a fundamental distinction. I want you to get this down. That's what I wanted to convey. Kansa v'cheskes b'ula v'nimses b'ula is discussing whether she was with a man, is she a b'sula or not. And that's the feeling that what? That's the expression that we're basically saying that the what? That the husband is basically saying. That kansa v'cheskes b'sula v'nimses b'ula is exactly what his sheet is. What he feels should be the case. You know, that's the mekach tos. You know, that's what we're saying. Whereas the Muketeitz 200 is representing her. Okay, so that's the Mahalach, the second Mahalach I wanted to bring out. One sec, Ezra. Now, Lamaisa, I also, there's one more comment I want to make, and that is that the Gemara in Yud Aleph from Mabez, the block that we skipped, does make a comparison between a Muketeitz. The Gemara really deals with Rami Bar Chama and it says that what's the model when we discuss mukasets? Are you medamit? Who are you medamit to? A bogeris or a to ba'ula? A ba'ula maisa is a maisa bili adam la maisa, and there was done an action done by people. Whereas, you know, a mukasets was not. What do you model mukasets after? Do you model after a bogeris or do you model after a ba'ula? That's Rami Bar Chama's chiddush over there, halacha la maisa. So it's an interesting concept. But concept because this is focusing on whether she was with a man or not. Different than Mukasets, and you could be Mechalik. That's the Sfar of Rabbi Lazar. Yeah, go ahead, Ezra. What do you say?
The second answer again?
The second answer to that Kasha was that why you didn't need a Mishnah in Yudbez and Bez and say, Lo Dicha Kochav like Rabbi Shua? We don't hold like Rabbi Shua.
Okay.
You're going to tell me, oh, you need a Mishnah in Yudbez and Lo Dicha Kochav Rabbi Shua, and then your Gimel is to exclude what? Rabbi Bar Chama. What do you need a Mishnah to Lo Dicha Kochav Rabbi Shua? We don't hold like. See, it's much more palatable, Ezra, if you say, we don't pass like, but you give us who we do pass like. That's like, you know, showing and comparing and contrasting. That's much more palatable. Okay, very good. Excellent. That's the pshat lamaisa that we have in that last sugya. That's very interesting. Halak lamaisa. And Ravas psak halacha, Daniel, is what? What is Ravas psak? Is 100, across the board of Machlekes. He was Hadarba from what he said before. So he had Rava's opinion. But Rami Bar Chama, we answer based on the Yushalmi. And Rav Chiya Bar Av in the Bavli already answered that it's from Mona. Okay, very good. Lamaisa, one more Nakuda, let's say, on this, and then we could go Vaitan in the next Mishnah Yigimel. And that is that Rav Chiya Bar Av is of the opinion, Kansa Becheskes Pesu of Nimsa's Pula is what? Is a zero, yes? Oh, so the Taisa Rosh, the Shittu Gebetz, asked Akasha, and they said, why can't you learn that from our Mishnah itself? What does our Mishnah say? What does our Mishnah say? The woman said, Mukaseitzani, that's like the Rabbanon. The Baal saying, Drusus Yishat, you get zero. So if you tell me that it's 100, what are they arguing about? So you have to tell me that she's claiming she should get 100, and he's claiming he gets zero. What? That's exactly Rechi Bar Avin Shitin, no? Again, what's Lafuki Rechi Bar Avin? Who said Lafuki Rechi Bar Avin? Rabbi Lazar. Who does Rabbi Lazar say the Mishnah's like? Rabbanan, excellent. How much does a Mukasayitz get according to Rabbanan? 100. What's the dialogue in the Mishnah? 100 or zero, yes?
Yeah.
That means Kansa Becheskes Psul Vinitz's Bula is what? Is zero. So why can't you just tell me, Lamaisa? Why can't you just tell me that our Mishnah is coming to exclude the Rav Chiya Bar Avin, yes? Why can't you just learn it from the Mishnah itself? Why can't you learn it from the Mishnah itself, Lamaisa? That our Mishnah holds, Kansa Becheskes Bula is 100. Why can't you learn it, Lil Mo Mi Mishnah Seinu? Hare Dover Zeh Gam Ken Yishlo Mi Mishnah Seinu.
How would you learn that from the Mishnah?
Because isn't the Mishnah's dialogue going to be what? Going to be 100? Doesn't it have to be 100?
The 100's referring to Mukasets, not to a Bu'ula, no?
Well, didn't we assume that, what did the Gemara say black and white? La Fuke Rechia Bar Avin. Rechia Bar Avin didn't talk about Bu'ula, didn't talk about Mukasets, he talked about Cheskes Bu'ula. She gets 100, no? And didn't the Mishnah say?
Yeah, but
then what are you going to say about the Dorsh Ezeish?
No, but what did the Gemara say, Lafukim Rechiyah Bar Avin? Which Mishnah excluded Rechiyah Bar Avin in Rabbi Elazar's Mahalach? The Mishnah Mishurastani Nenasti, yes? The Mishnah Mishurastani Nenasti, right? Yeah? That Mishnah Mishurastani Nenasti, Chara, right? The second Mishnah, the Mishnah L of Mishurastani Nenasti, is coming to exclude Rechiyah Bar Avin. Yes, Daniel? Why can't you say our Mishnah is excluding Rechiyah Bar Avin? You understand what I'm saying?
How would it?
What is the dialogue? What is the dialogue, according to Rabbi Elazar? 100 or 0, no?
It's not Mecca of Toth necessarily, because you could...
The Poshup Shot is... Okay, we're going to get to it, but what's the Poshup Shot? You could say that Armish is excluding what? And is saying you get 100, isn't it? Yossi, what did Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin say? That you get a what? Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin says what? Nafuk Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin. Yeah, what did Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin say? Right? But we're, our mission is assuming you should get zero. Isn't our mission assuming you should get zero according to Rabbi Elazar? It's 100 or zero. So why does our Gemara say the mission of Yudbeis and Beis is excluding Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin? Why can't you say our mission is excluding Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin? Taisa Rosh, what'd you say? In Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar's the one who said Lafuke. We're asking Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Ezra is the one who said Lafuke what? That the Mishnah on Yudbeis is Lafuke Rechiyah Bar Avin. Why is the Mishnah on Yudbeis Beis excluding Rechiyah Bar Avin? This is a third Chiddush we're trying to say, third Malach. Why can't you say our Mishnah is Lafuke? That's the Kasha. So the answer is as follows. The answer is, if you say it's coming from our Mishnah, you could say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yochanan, similar to what you're saying, Ezra. And the Mishnah would be like Rabbi Meir, that Mukatzes could be 200, and he's claiming a mana. And therefore, the Mishnah earlier said, Mekach Tolos Legamri. And from there we learn Ein Laklum. And therefore we're able to be Mukim our Mishnah like the Rabbanan. There's that stavka why you need the earlier Mishnah to do it. Because if you Lamaisa analyze from our Mishnah alone, there's no Hechreich that it's like that. Because you could say it's like Rabbi Yochanan Rameir, that it's 200. So the Mishnah earlier had to say Mekach Tolos Legamri. There we know you get zero. That's Mamish against who? That's Mamish against Rechiyah Bar Avin. But that whole discussion is assuming, Daniel, you're comparing Nimsa Chazbulu Nisbulu with Muketzeitz. You're comparing the two. Right? You are definitely comparing the two. So according to Rabbi Elazar, Lamaisu holds. According to Rabbi Elazar, Kansa Chazbulu Nisbulu is Ein La Klum, right? That's the Shita. That's coming to exclude who? It's coming to exclude the Shita of Rami Bar Chama, but it's also coming to exclude Rechiyah Bar Avin, who gets what? Who says, is talking about 100. Don't confuse the topics. Rami Bar Chama was talking about Mukaseis. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin was talking about Kansu Bechaz Bulin Sibula. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying you're comparing the two things. According to Rabbi Elazar, he's excluding Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin only discussed Kansu Bechaz Bulin, right? And the Mishnah on Yudbeis and Yudbeis is coming to exclude that. Mishnah on Yudbeis and Yudbeis was not talking about, Mukaseis. So it's a good exclusion. I'm just saying that the whole kash of the Shittim Mugubetz is to ask the kash that our Mishnah should exclude it was assuming you're comparing the two topics. You're comparing Kansa Bechaz Mises Beulah with the din of Mukaseis. Okay?
So there, I said in the Shittim
Mugubetz. The Tosa Rosh and the Shittim Mugubetz asked this kash. That we could exclude...
The Shittim Yishana seemed to compare the two.
The Shittim Yishana seemed to compare the two. You used to say in the Shittosel. Lishitosu is asking the kasha. Well said. Lishitosu is asking the kasha. So therefore, we're saying that Lamaisa, that you have to say that our Mishnah is inconclusive because you'd say it's a corner of Meir. Okay, good. Very good. So we finished this Mahalach, this Sugya. It's a hard Sugya, but I want you to keep in mind the sheet of Konsa Vechesmulinis is Pool. Okay. Let's go Vaita now. Let's see the Mishnah, guys. Let's see the Mishnah now in your Gimel, the third Mishnah in the series of a Gamliel Rabbi Shua. Let's go. Let's see the mission inside. Go ahead, Yossi, read the mission. Go ahead. Rahu Medaberes.
Rahu Medaberes, right?
Oh, so you see, unfortunately, you see a woman talking with a man. She's a single woman, as Rashi says on the Mishnah. And we're afraid that Lamaisa, they might have been together. And we ask her, what was the nature of this man? So she says, don't worry. He's an Ish Ploni and he's a Kainu. We'll see if it literally means a Kohen. But it at least means he's a good guy. He has a good Yuchsin, and he's not a Mamzer or a Nossin. Okay? Go ahead, Rav Gamliel.
Rav Gamliel, the Rabbi Eliezer, Umrim Nemenes.
Excellent. And we know a nasin is a iser to marry a lav, a mamzer is an iser lav. We'll get to that too, Bezhashem, okay? Why it picks upon that. It doesn't say Evan or Goy. Could have said a bunch of people that are problematic, right? It points specifically to an Evan and a nasin. A nasin, a mamzer. Why that, we'll have to see. We never. Okay, go ahead. So it says, because of Beres Lanosamaz Achitavira Libra. Classical, Galang, Rabogamir, Lozan, that manager of Shua says not that way. Okay, let's see Lamaisa. Go ahead.
Haisamil Beres, the Amrula Matibo Shalorzav.
Wait, where are you? Yeah, finish up the Mishnah.
So Haisamil Beres, the Amrula Matibo Shalorzav.
This is also an unfortunate situation. You have a single woman that's pregnant, and they want to know who's the father. Okay? It's a very unfortunate situation if you have a couple that's not married and the woman gets pregnant. What do? Very complicated. The best ideal situation was you tell them to get married. Remember Baron Soloveitcher, the Tzar Rebbe? I know he had a shail about this once, and he told them to get married. I know the couple, they got married. They have 5 kids now. It's an unfortunate situation. But this is the Sefer of the Mishnah. Sefer of the Mishnah says they saw a single woman that's pregnant. They want to know who's the husband, who's the father. Not a husband, they're not married. Go ahead. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar. Excellent. So we have this double machlekes. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Go ahead.
So mine is that there. So Ziri Amar Nistera. So Yasi Amar Nibula.
Right, so Ziri says it means Yichu. Ravasi says it means Bia. Go ahead. According to Ziri, I understand that Medaberis means Yichud, and therefore the first case in the Mishnah is Yichud, the second case is Bia. That makes a lot of sense. Go ahead. Hello. What does Medaberis mean?
According to Ravasi, means Nibla.
Yeah, because according to Ravasi, it means Bia, so why would it say Medaberis? Go ahead.
So Lishnamaya.
Right, it means a poskin mishlei that we always want to speak b'loshen nekiya, and therefore refers to tash shemit as achiv. Okay, so we don't want to refer to it as being specific. Yeah, go ahead, Ezra.
Why not mishnah refer to it then as achila?
Achila is nekiya.
I'm saying, why didn't our mishnah refer to it as achila, that she was eating with her guy?
Our mishnah is even, it says midaberes.
Right, I'm saying, why didn't it say achila?
Because I don't know, it's more of a lashon. The mission wants to give off, you know. But what should the mission say? She was eating with the guy.
Yeah.
You don't have to necessarily be eating. Wouldn't necessarily give off, you know. Even medaberes would be enough to say that it's possible they had beer. Would give off a false impression. Dafka chila. That's why.
I
understand, but you might get a false impression that they dafka have to be eating.
No,
to,
why?
To trigger all these denim, and if they're talking, it's not enough.
And the Beres isn't Dafka talking. They don't have to Dafka talking. It's talking about that they have Bia. They just, it's a Lashanaki.
Right, I'm saying, but one might get a false impression that the only time you're going to think that they maybe had Yichud together or Yichud is Lamosh if they're doing Yechilu. So maybe we don't want to be so specific.
Also,
yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But I think that's the pshat, Lamais. We don't want to, it doesn't have to echo the actual Pusik itself. It doesn't have to actually echo the Pusik itself. Okay, go a little bit Vaitan and Gemara. Go ahead, Bishlama. We'll see. It's a good point. We'll see. Go ahead, Bishlama.
Bishlama is Iri Hayadik Tani Tartim the Beres, Umu Beres.
Ah, according to Ziri, you understand why the two different cases, one is Yichud and one is actual, that she became pregnant. Ella.
Ella Ravasi Tarti Lamali.
Yeah, because of the same things. Right? She had B in the Ray, she had B in the Sefer. Go ahead.
So, Chada Lahakshirba, the Chada Lahakshirbita.
The Ray is the matter of the mother, the Sefer is the matter of the daughter. Go ahead, Hanicha. That's good if you hold the shita that the chazak of the mother spills over to the daughter, and therefore it's good. Ella. Oh, you're stuck. It doesn't spill over. So what are you going to say? Go ahead. Not a problem. I don't hold like that shita, Ravasi says. So what's the problem? Go ahead. Amar le'er of Papa. We got a problem. So according to Ziri, that says Medaberes means Yichud, and Rabbi Yeshua says you still not believe. What do we have? A famous din. Amarav.
Amarav. Malkin al Yichud. Veinosra al Yichud.
Now, what's the assumption of the Gemara?
Yeah.
What's the assumption of the Gemara, guys? What do you see?
They do make her
What do you say? Rav is a first generation Amora. We assume that he should be able to go like everybody. And what does it say? That we flog someone Makas Martis, Rashi says in the bottom. What is Makas Martis? Let's get it down, Arya. What is Makas Martis? Makas Martis is 313 or 39. Lashes, but it's either 313 or 39. It's only Minra Bonner. Makas Arboim is from Alav Minatira. Makas Arboim is from Alav Minatira. Makas Martis is only Minra Bonner. Okay? So it's a machloikas, three shitas, where it's 313 or 39. But you get Makas Martis. But if you have Yichud, what's the din? And I want you to get this. The assumption the Gemara is we're talking about what? Gabi? An Eishashish and a single woman. Both. An Eishashish and a single woman. What does it say? Ein Osur Nala Yichud. What do you mean Ein Osur Nala Yichud? Didn't Rabbi Yeshua say Lo Mehemna? So what does Gemara say? Lema what? Because what does Rabbi Yeshua say? That the woman's pasul lakuna even with Yichud alone. And Rav said, ain't no sonal Yichud. Stira, Rav's against Rabbi Yeshua, lame again. Taisim sachim chaval as lame as a half mina, it's slugged up, again it's slugged up. What's the answer to the Gemara? Go ahead.
Mayla
asubi yuchsin. Mayla. Mayla asubi yuchsin. Mayla. Mayla means a chumr. Ma'ala. In the yeshivish, it's a maila. In yuchsin, we have a chumrah. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're right, ain't also no yuchsin. But here we're talking about yuchsin, heritage, mesorah. Is she good or not? So we have to impose a chumrah. So the whole dinner of Yeshua, I want you to note this, in this mishnah, the third of the series of Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yeshua's lechumrah midrabbanan. First two is a fight on a level d'oraisa. The third one here, Rabbi Yeshua, is only a chumrah midrabbanan. You got me? Pinchas, you got that clear? This is a new din. So therefore, what is the Gemara saying? It's a chumrah midrabbanan. You're right, there's no Yisrael Yichud. Lame Lord Rabbi Yeshua. So we see clearly that what? We see very clearly that this chiddush is saying that the Gemara at the end of the day is saying that Malkin ala Yichud, it's talking about, we're going to assume it's talking about what? Eish Yishish Anna Pnuya, and the Gemara was saying it doesn't create an issue. Gemara says, my loss of Yuchsin. Oh, so that's what we have to see with the Taisis. Let's see, Rashi says. Rashi says the first part, we're going to have to see which how Rashi holds. Okay? We have to see how Rashi holds. But what does it say, Poshup Shah? Rashi, read the Rashi on the bottom. Go ahead. It definitely got to be talking about a Pnuya, otherwise you can't read the Gemara, Daniel.
Right.
Because our Mishnah is talking about a Pnuya. So everyone got this Nakuda? Our Mishnah is talking about a single woman. So if the Gemara is comparing Rabbi Yeshua with Rav, Rav definitely had to be talking about a Pnuya at least. But also Poshup Shah, Enosana Yichud is also by an Eishashish. If an Eishashish says Yichud, she doesn't become usher to her husband. She did a terrible thing. She has to clap al chait.
It's fine. That then could be also talking about an Eishashish.
Yes.
Mishnah, I mean, Rabbi Yeshua, we don't have to say Rabbi Yeshua is not talking about a level derabanan. Why are we?
Maila Asubi Yuchsin is talking about a level derabanan for our Mishnah. For a single woman in Yuchsin, we impose a chumra midrabanan. It's only a chumra midrabanan. I want to emphasize that. You got me? Nachum, you follow me? This Rabbi Yeshua, the third in the series of Rabbi Yeshua, is a chumra midrabanan. Unlike the other two, they were hiring at a level d'oraisa. Okay, we got that, Chlor? Okay, let's start. I want to start with the top taisus. Let's start with the top taisus, okay? So we have a big machlokes in the Gemara between Zeiri and Ravasi. So before you start the taisus, though, Yossi, the Maskanis of Gemara, we didn't get to the full Maskani yet, but what does Ziri say? Ziri touches Midaberis as being what? Yichud, correct. Let me ask you, Lamaisa, why is it that the Mishnah wants to teach Midaberis and doesn't say Ruush and Nistara? Ezra, you follow me? I'll ask you a different kasha. Let's say according to Ziri, why didn't it say Nistara? You asked an interesting kasha. Okay, we gave an answer, why neck of the puzzle, but I'll ask a more direct kasha, Ezra. Why can't you just say, what are you beating around the bush for? According to Ziri, why didn't you say Nistara, Ruah Nistara, why Ruah Midaberis? You got me, Gabi? That's a very, very direct kasha. You follow me, Shimon?
Maybe Nistara isn't Russian Sneas either.
That don't mean hide away. It means hide away.
If you're being Nistara with another guy, then it implies that it's not so Sneas.
What? No, but it's not Bia. It's not Bia, though. It's not Bia.
There's another Bryce.
I hear what you're saying, Pinchas, but it's not Bia. All right, let me tell you what the Ma'arik says. The Ma'arik says, in Shorish Kuf Samech, he says, to have Yichud for a small amount of time, Shalal Das Nus, even Rabbi Shua says she's not Asr. I don't know if they're schmoozing about whatever the case might be, business or whatever it is. I don't know, kashrus, whatever it is, any type of Torah, Divrei Torah. It's not going to Asr according to Rabbi Shua. Our sugi is talking about, they're talking about they're talking about in Yane, they want to, whatever, they want to start dating. They talk about romantic things, whatever the case might be. Divrei Tiflis. Frivolity, let's say. Frivolity. And then they go to a base, then they go to a Yichud. So then we're Taka Choshish. Then Rabbi Yeshua says, you're done. So that's why Zairi said specifically Ezra, Lashon Nistara. Why? Not a Lashon Nisyachta. Nisyachta means Yichud Baalma. That doesn't Asr Karni Yeshua. That's just time they're talking in Divrei Torah or business. But when you're Nistara, a little bit like Pinchas said, when you're Nistara, it implies a notion of Znus, Shedibru Kodom Lachem Edivri Tiflis. So that's why Zairi said a Lashon of what? A Lashon of Nistara. So the reason why Lamaisa, it said this Lashon of Ru'u, it didn't want to say Ru'u Shenistara, because Ru'u Shenistara, Lamaisa is, you know, we want to be able to say it's not just Stam what? And not just Stam Yichud. It was a Yichud that they're going L'shem what? They're going L'shem Biyat. So that's why Davka, the Gemara says, Zairi says Midaberis means Nistara. And the reason why the Mishnah said Midaberis is Midaberis in a way of what? Of frivolity. That's Midaberis. Midaberis is a reason of frivolity. Because if you say Nistara, you're going to say, you're going to perhaps give off the impression anytime they're alone. You know what I'm saying? So they're the Mishnah of Lamaisa, that's why he chose to say Nistara, not Nisyachta. So the Mishnah wanted to say Midaberis for L'shem Tiflis. That's what the Ma'arik wants to say, Pshat. Okay, interesting Pshat. All right, good. So that's the Chiddush. Please get that down. That's why the Mishnah said Midaberis to stress this. And it comes out of Chiddush Din. So according to Rabbi Shua, if you see the man and girl talking in Torah or talking in business, and then they, Lamaisa, have Yichud, we're not Chayshish for the Bia. We're Chayshish that we see the Midaberis in a way of what? Of, Divrei Tiflis. And Tiflis means that we're Chayshish that it's going to be that Lashon. So that's why the Mishnah said Davke Midaberis. In that way. Because if it would have said Nistara, you might have given off the impression that anytime they're away. Okay? And that's why Ziri didn't say Nisyachta. We're usually worried about Yichud. Why didn't he say Yichud? Nistara gives off that Lashon of hiding in the Medaberis was for L'shem Nistara. Okay. I noticed in the Sheet, I noticed in the Rif had a Gersa, Ro'u Medaberis Beshuk. Ra'u medaberes imechad b'shuk, the girsa of the Rif. Let's get down to our girsa of the Rif and our mission is Ra'u medaberes echad im b'shuk.
So not even necessarily includes.
So the Chassam Sofer says, you know what? It was including even a rov. The Gemara says that Rav Galil's machshir even rov psulin, and Meshua's pasul even rov cheru. So why did it say rov? Because they're not in the house. Because kol kavua kemechsa mechsa dami. In the house we say kavua. So that's why he says bedavka the shuk, that they're parish, and therefore you have a din rov, called the parish meruva parish.
Isn't that the next Gemara talking about rov?
No, the Gemara is going to be commenting on this machleik is Gemara Rabbi Shua. So he davka says it b'shuk to make sure you get out of that problem of what of this halacha, you get out of this problem of this halacha, okay? Of kol kavua kemechsa mechsa domi. That's how the Rif has such a gears. Okay.
What's that halacha?
Kol kavua. Until vovam and al kamechsa mechsadom. Anything that's stationary is 50-50. Even if it's 9-1. 9 kosher stores, remember, to 1, you bought a piece of meat, you don't remember where you bought it, it's awesome.
Kamechsa
al mechsadom. Kol kavua, kamechsa al mechsadombi. It's 50-50. Very good. Excellent. So we got this shot? Okay. Also, Yossi, before you start the taisvis, when the woman says, you know, don't worry about it, the man was nish ploni calling you, does it literally mean a kohen? Yes or no?
Yeah.
So, Rashi, if you notice, did you guys remember, where's the Rashi? Not on this Mishnah, it's on Yud Beis and Beis. What did Rashi say, Kohen who? Klomer Miyuchasu. You saw that? On Yud Beis and Beis? So Rashi in the Tosafot Rid says it doesn't mean a Kavana, a Kohen Mamish. It means it's Miyuchas. Please get it down. Okay? Because the Gemara Poshup Shat says later on, that we don't assume that he can eat truma. The woman's not believed to be machzik the uber to be a kohen to eat truma. What'd you say? Rashi and Yud Beis and Beis says Miyuchasu. Yossi say, and where? My loss of Yuchsin? My loss of Yuchsin, the kahuna, you mean? So that implies that he was a Kohen, you mean?
No, that implies...
That just means in general, we're makbid about, you know, in Yone Yuchsin when it comes to kahuna. I don't think he's commenting on that Mishnah. My loss of Yuchsin means in general, Yuchsin, and Yone kahuna, you know, we're makbid about who you can marry. Doesn't necessarily saying that the fellow that she says is Dafka Kohen. Rashi touches on the Mishnah, it means miyuchasu. So you see, yeah. It meant lav dafka.
Rashi also says in the Mishnah.
You see what I'm saying, Yossi? Yeah.
Rashi also says in the Mishnah,
right. Nemenes v'ksheru l'kahuna. Right. That goes well with Rashi Beis and Beis. He doesn't himself have to be a Kohen, his father. Right. Well said. Correct. She's marriageable to be mutter the Kohen. Correct. Well said. Everyone's on the ball. Very good. Okay, now who argues on this? Again, Rashi, the Tosfos, Rid, the Ritva, they all say it doesn't mean Dafka Kohen. Does not mean a Kohen. Because Lamaisa, if she was Nemenis and everything she says, then she would be Neman Lamaisa. She would be Neman Lamaisa and everything. Imken, Enen Nemenis Lorem, Awish Ploni, Shazeh, Ein Lechazoke. She should be Merit, she should be, Ritva says, Vadai Ein Kavanis Rav Gamliel, She Nemenis Bechol Masha Amra. She can't be believed in everything she says. The Gamma Masha Amra, Yishish Ploni Kohen, Umela, Gamma Weber, Nemenis Shabana Kohen. What is her cheskes aguf? Cheskes aguf is the kid is okay, but she has no nemanus that her tentacles should be able to spread and say he's a kohen. She's only believed to say the kid is okay. Okay, so it's very partial. Rashi places read up and say lav dafka. Is there any rishon that says dafka? So yes, I did find the ra'ah. The ra'ah says befeirish in the chedusha ra'ah means dafka. Because I don't know what he does with the Gemara. I don't know what he does with the Gemara. The Gemara says she's not Nema to have the guy eat Chuma. The Uber.
Where's the Gemara's
head? On Omid Beis, if we get up to it, Omid Beis, it's Mashma like that. Yeah, Mashma like that.
So why can't
she's not Nema to Haxa Gubba, has a coin, the coin of the Chuma. It seems that way.
Why can't it be according to the Raw?
Seems the Poshup shot in the Gemara that way. But the Raw, where's the Raw? Let's get the Raw. The Raw is on Yud Gimel and Beis Maskel on the Shem Saskin. That if she claims Bari Mish Ploni Koyang, she's Nemalin and Kuhunin. Lata the Vlad Bitruman. Okay? And therefore, when it says Koyinhu, it's she's Nemenis Linin Kuhunin, Linin and Truman. So, lock, stock, and barrel, that's what the Raw says. Stock of belief, yes.
In that same Raw, though, she says that I know, she knows who the person is, Dafka, then the baby can eat. Then the Rubar is allowed for Truman.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He interprets the Koyinhu as literal.
Right.
The Raw says literal against all the Rishonim. But the Gemara's Mashma. We'll see, Lamaisa. You know, we get up to Pashup Shan Gamar is that you don't have a head to the Yitzhum. But I want you to get the Raw. Raw has his Chiddush.
Only the kid does it?
The kid, yeah. We have to get to the details, Lamaisa. The kid. We have to get to the details.
Is she
mutter to have Truman? Yeah, Lamaisa, she's a Basque. We're going to get to it, Lamaisa. We'll get to it, Pinchas. A good point. But Lamaisa, that's what I wanted to see, just shot in the Mishnah. So let's see the top Taisus now, Yossi, okay? What does the top Taisus say? Go ahead, guys. Look inside. Oh, so what did Ziri say?
Ziri said
Yichud. Yeah? What did Ravasi say? Be it. Go ahead.
So Ravasi Amar Nidala, Aval Nistra, Mode Rabbi Yeshua, Dinah Menes, Lomar Lakasher, Abdi Demigo. Di Bai Amra Loni Valdi.
Wow. What does Taisa say? Let's get this, guys. What does Taisa say? Taisa says, according to Ravasi, if they only had Yichud, even Rabbi Yeshua believe is Moda that she's wins. Because she has a what? She says, Lakash Nivalti Amigo, she could have said she never said Nivalti. Amazing, no? She could have said she never said Nivalti. She has Amigo. Go ahead. Bim Tomar.
Bim Tomar Harabi Yeshua less le Migo. Gade Mishir Tainanasti.
I thought Rabbi Yeshua denied Migos. Like on Yubezu and Beis. So if you deny Migus, what's going on? Gabi, you follow me? Quanta Bishui denies Migus. So I thought Bishui doesn't hold a Migus. Go ahead. Yesh Lomar.
Yesh Lomar, the Hassan lo have a Migo Gummer. The Hafu Amramukat Eitz Ani Inanamas, the Rabbi Yeshua. Kidnan Masisan, the lo Karile Migo, Elofisha, he Taina Nathula Biosin.
Oh, so what's the shot? What does Tosa say? Of course, Bishui holds a Migus, but Migus that are good Migus, like Kochatainis. that if you make that tiny, you'd be believed. You streamline the Nemonis. Streamline it from B to A. A real good migu, he holds up. But this is not a good migu. Because all the migus of Mukatsetsan, of Mishra Stein and Asu, the migu of Mukatsetsan, you not believe in Mukatsetsan. You not believe in Mukatsetsan. So it's just, you could have made a better lie. It's a biru type of migu. That biru type of migu, Rabbi Yeshua denies. That biru type of migu, Rabbi Yeshua denies. But a migu that's a koach, a tiny migu, that's stark, that he holds of halacha l'maisa. That he holds of halacha l'maisa, no problem. Now, the Meiri comments Rabbi Yeshua is cholik on a migu, but he holds of peshas or peshehitter. That Rabbi Yeshua holds of. Rabbi Yeshua holds of peshas or peshehitter. So I want you to get that Meiri down. Rabbi Yeshua is cholik on a migu ba'alma. He doesn't hold of any migu, even good migus. He only holds of peshasers. Okay? So this migu l'maisa, he might not hold of either. Right? Unless you say this is a Pesha Asr. Is this a Pesha Asr Lamaisa? He said, Lakasha Nivalti, the Migu of Lo Nivalti. So maybe that's a Pesha Asr. She didn't have to say anything, right? She didn't have to say she had Bia.
No, but
so,
she's not the one that's.
Right.
It is Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, but do we know for sure they had Bia, though? We're talking about Yichud, though, no? Nistera, right? We don't know they had Bia. She's the one who said Nivalti. So
yeah,
see, it is like a.
Says,
so yeah, but Ravasi in a case of Yichud, right? Even Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, they both agree that it's Nema, Daniel.
Right. Right.
So the four is that Poshup Shad is that it is a Pesh Asr. So you could say like the Miri, Rabbi Shua loves Pesh Asrs. He doesn't hold the Migus. Tysus didn't say like that. Tysus is a little different. He loves Migus that are called Hatayni Migus. That Bir Migus he doesn't hold of. Right? That's what the Rabbi Kivegar, you notice, he quotes Rashman Kedushin Daf Nun. Yeah. The Rashman Kedushin Daf Nun is the one that says this is a Migus near Migush kaze ain't near Karamos. There's a migu of biru works for makom bari v'shema. Makom bari v'bari, it doesn't work because it's just to get you over there. You could have made a better lie. Near Karamos, lashon harashba. That's what Bikivegas refers to. Near Karamos. This is the pshat lamaisa in the what in the Tyson. Please get it down, guys. Other rishonim are chaylik. The other rishonim disagree with this Tyson. Okay. The other Rishonim Lamaisa argue on this thesis wholeheartedly. And they say not that way. Okay? They say not that way. Okay? Again, what is our thesis is assuming? And we're going to see it in the next, in the Tosa, a few Tosim later. That she was Moda that she had what? She was Moda that she had Bia. Lakasha Nivalti. Yes? She was Moda she had Bia. And we're going to see it in the thesis. But the truth is, other Rishonim are cholik, not other Rishonim, Rove Rishonim. Let's get it down. Rove Rishonim are cholik on Taisvis and say that she's claiming Lo Nivalti, she's possible even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? She's possible according to Rabbi Yeshua. Our Taisvis, the Ramaskal, Lamaisa holds, Lamaisa, that she's talking about a situation, and we're gonna see that. But again, this is a segue. Let's go right into that Taisvis right now. Yossi, go ahead to Tyson Damascus of Ein Osir, okay? Let's go into that Tyson now of Ein Osir. Because this was within what? Ravasi that said Nivola. But Nistera, they both agree, yes? Nistera, they both agree that she's believed to say to the Kasha Nivalti, okay? Look at the Tyson Damascus of Ein Osir, guys. Go ahead.
Ein Osir ala Yichud, lima deloker of Yeshua. So Tema al Rashba.
Rashban Taisus is the Rashmishans, not the regular Rashba. Go ahead.
The Ziri, the Amar Nistra, Iri Kigon Demode Kisha Nivola.
According to what? That's why I said segue to the previous Taisus. Ravasi said in the case of Nivola, that was the Mishnah. But if it's Nistra, everyone agrees. What does Ziri say when Nistra? Nistra, she's also Moda that she what?
She was Nivola.
That she was Nivola. Go ahead.
The Amra Loni the Alti.
Because if you say no Nivalti,
Im
Kain, on your Dalit, I'm an Alf Rabbi Yeshua's make by a Sveik Sveika. Did she have Bia? Did she not? Even if she had Bia, maybe she had a bit with a Kasher. So what is Taisa saying? According to Ziri, you must say that what she's Moda, that she had Bia. Because if not, then Rabbi Yeshua would say she's Mutter. So how can you tell me, Layman Lok Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua says it's Mutter? Rabbi Shua says it's Aser. Rabbi Shua says not Aser, it's a Sveik Sveiker. So you have to say she was Moda, she had Bia. Yesh Lomar. Go ahead.
Yesh Lomar.
Does everyone got the Kasha?
Mm-hmm.
According to Rabbi Shua, what does Rabbi Shua imply? What does Rabbi Shua imply, Daniel? That what ain't no shlo yichud Rabbi Shua asks be yichud. It's not true though, because we have to say we're talking about a case according to Ziri of Nistero, and she was motor, she had bia. If she said lo nivate, it's a seksek. Rabbi Shua's mekel. So how can you tell me Rabbi Shua asks her? So it must be the yesh lomar. So you have to say she was motor, she had bia. So it's a great kasha. Yesh lomar.
So
yesh lomar
de la
olam
iri
the
kamra lo nevula the chashav leichad esfika.
Wow, what size is the answer? We're talking about a case where she said she had no beard. And it's one suffix. Why is it one suffix? Because ain't apotropis la raya. She can't control herself. We assume she had beard. The only question is was to a kasher or not. One suffix, therefore Bishu is machmer. Okay? Now Tosus backs out of that. Va kasher.
Dibehedja. Mashma barish parakshini. The Iri Bineveles, the Amar Hanikal Ziri, the Amar Mamidaris Nistra, the Migo, the Ibai Amar Lonivalti Mehemna.
The Gemara says black and white, she had a Migo to say Lonivalti. But her claim was that she had Bia. Right? So now we're back to the drawing board again. She did say she had Bia. Go ahead.
So the cat, Nira de Parech Liziri, the Visveka Chada Asrinan La, Vaha Yichud, the Ashis Ish, the Sveka Chada.
Because you don't know if she had Bia.
Oh,
Rabbi Shu in one suffix says what? That she's Osir, because she admits she had Bia. We don't know if it's to a kosher or not. But Yichud, where he said Ain Osir Al Yichud, is also one suffix. So you got a problem. In one suffix, Rabbi Shu Osir, in one suffix, Rav Matars. That was the Gemara's Kasha. One Sveikis. Hilchos, one Sveikis. Problem is, it doesn't really fit the Lashon of the Gemara. But Ksas Kasha. Go ahead. You get the impression the Gemara is asking Yichud a Yichud Parak. Why? Why did the Gemara jump on Ziri? Because Ziri is the one who said Yichud. Therefore, the Gemara asks, according to Ziri, you're against Rav, right? But if it's an issue of one suffix against one suffix, you could ask the Kasha on Rav as well, right? Rav said they had Bia, but who was the Bia with? You know what I'm saying? So the Gemara implies that the Kasha is in Din Hilchos Yichud, not be Din Chad Suffix versus Chad Suffix. One second, Shimon. So what do you see from this Tosus? Please get it down. That our Tosus holds clear that the case is that she, in fact, according to Ziri, Halacha Lamaisa, she was Moda that she had Bia. Even though Ziri said the Tosus is Yichud, the Maskanas of our Tosus is, and Tosus says the same thing in Amud Beis, Dimaska Shavatanu, that she was Moda that she had Bia. Otherwise, you're going to have a Sveik. Okay? Otherwise, you're going to have a Sveik, and Rabbi Shua Mizveik on the Sveik. So we want to make sure, Allah lamaisa, that we are dealing with a situation where she was Moda and Tosus brought a beautiful rye from Tetzayin Amanaf, Hanicha Liziri. Nistra, she has a migu to say no Nivalti. She said Nivalti. It's a Kefarish Gemara. So the reason why, lamaisa, she's not believed is because my loss of Yuchsin. It's a Chumra Midrabanan. Mikradin, Allah lamaisa, if she would have said lo Nivalti, she would have been believed. That's Taisha Sheet. Clear? Comes along, Rov Rishonim, get it down, Rov Rishonim, John, our Cholik on our Taisus, Mamish, Ramban, the Rashba, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, the Shitishana, Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina, and we're going to say even Rashi too. Rov of the Rishonim, Pinchas argue and say no. Even if she says Lo Nivalti, Rabbi Yeshua says that she's possible. Unbelievable. How could that be? I thought Rabbi Shu is Mekel by a Sveik Sveikah. She said, Loni Valdi, she should be Mutter. What's the answer? What's the answer? Ain Apitropis La Raya. She had Yichud. We assume she Vada Nivolo. It's really only one suffix. Yeah, but Tosus Lamaisa said that Lamaisa before he was Choserbo, right? Remember Tosus said that in the stage when he wanted to say Lo Nivolo, right? Then he was Choserbo from that. The other Rishonim say no. She actually said lo nivola, and it's really one doubt. The Gemara at that sign, she had a migu to say lo nivalti. What's the pshat? She had a migu to say lo nivalti. So shouldn't Rabbi Shua say that that's good? That's not a good migu. That's like a migu again that you could have said made a better migu. You follow me? You could have made a better migu. That's not a real migu. That's like you could have made a better migu. That's against who? That's against the top Tosus. Because what do our top Tosus say? Our top Tosus said that type of migu is a gewaltig migu. The other Rishonim say, no, that type of migu is still a bad migu.
Make a steer in the Rashba.
Why would that be a steer in the Rashba? Nirakim is shakar. Birur. Nirakim is shakar. He's just pointing out, Lamaisa, Rashba Lashitosu, that this type of migu, Lamaisa, this, the migu of lo, the migu of, you didn't have bia, to a migu of Kashan Yavalta, is that a good migu or not? So the Toysis on the top said it is a good migu. It is a good migu. The other Yishonim say, no, it's not a, it's not a good migu. It's just a tiny mulu yaiser. And according to Yeshua, it's not a good migu. List machlov liyuchsin. That's what we're pointing out on machlaikis. A double machlaikis here. You follow me? It's a double machlaikis. It's a double machlaikis as to whether, when you say, Loni Valda, the migu of Lakashan Yavalta, is that a good migu or not? Toysis on the top said it was. Because if she says Lakashan Yavalta, she's going to be what? She's going to be Neman. But Lamaisa, the Rishonim say it's not a real Migu Gomer. It's not a real Migu. Shaiti Cholito Maila Mula Yosin. So according to Bishua, it's not a Migu Lismachalav Liyuchsin. It's not considered to be a good enough Migu. I don't know. If she said it, would she be believed? If she said it, would she be believed? I guess, Rabbi Shua says, no, me din chumim idrabana na. My loss of Yuchsin. Maybe Minatayra it's good, but Midrabana it's not. So we have a major machlekes in Rishonim, guys. Is the woman saying in our Mishnah, Nivalti? According to Tysus, yes. But we don't know whether it's to a kosher or not. According to Rov Rishonim, she's not being moded Nivalti. She's saying she did not have Bia too, as well. And the reason why Rabbi Shua is machmir is because it's only one suffix in opportunity to arise. And he doesn't view this as a real migu when it comes to my loss of yuchsin. Could be Daniel, you know, it's just a machlekes Tyson and other Rishonim in the realm of my loss of yuchsin. Is it a real good migu? You follow me? Our Tyson says yes, and the other Rishonim say no. For hilchos my loss of yuchsin, lemaisa, unless you say the following. Maybe you could say like this. Maybe you could say Tosus is commenting with Ravasi, and the other Rishonim are commenting in within Zairi. So it's really not a machlekes in Rishonim. It just you'd have to be machlekes in Amoraim in the realm of my loss of yuchsin. Do you say, Lamaisa, that this is what this is a good enough what good enough migu? Okay, but one section we're going to get to you. But there's a big problem with this sheet of the Rav Rishonim. Before we do that, let me just which Rashi am I referring to? That I think Rashi is like the Rav Rishonim. Which Rashi, guys? What do you say? What did Rashi say to Ramasko Lema? Go ahead, Yossi. What did Rashi say? Lema, the bottom Rashi. Go ahead. What do you say?
Lema, the book of Yeshua.
Yes.
Yishimiku and Mastik Love in Nivellis.
Oh, what is that Mashra from Rashi? Why does Rabbi Yeshua say it's a problem? Because of what? Yichud, no?
Yeah.
Even if she would claim no Nivalti, she would not be believed. Because it's a Chazaka that she's Nivala. Seems that way, no? It was just because she was Moda. Then it's not because Yichud made her Kinivellis. It's because she was Moda. You follow what I'm saying, Daniel? It's Mashu from Rashi, because it's not the Hodoya. It's the fact that she had Yichud. So it's Mashu Mahalacha Lamaisa that from Rashi's opinion, that even if she says Lo Nivalti, I don't think she'd be believed. Because the Yichud messes her up. I want you to get that down. That's what I want to make that deep. The truth is, I got to tell you, the other Rishonim say I'm wrong. The Ra'ah, the Rebbe Nekreskres, they all say that Rashi is like Tysus, that she's believed to say Lo Nivalti. The Ra'ah, the Ramban, the Rebbeinu Kreskes, they say that Rashi is like Tysus, Lo Nivalti. Okay. But it's a tremendous skirt. But I got to tell you, if you hold like Rav Rishonim, that you're believed to say Lo Nivalti, and you're not believed to say Lo Nivalti, according to Rabbi Yeshua, says the Pnei Yeshua, he asks like this. He says, how do you say Nistra is Vadai Nivalo? Ain't Apitropis Le Arayas? What do we always say, guys? What do you need to Aser? You need Kinu and Stira. Excellent, Shimon. You need Kinu and Stira. What's going on here? Ain't Apotropis to arise and you assume she's Aser?
How is Nistra Vadai?
We say Yichud.
Yeah, Nistra, we're saying she's Vadai Nivala. Ain't Apotropis to arise made into one suffix. What do you mean? Sotin needs Kinu and Stira. If it was Vadai, she wouldn't drink. So what do you say? So he wants to say, oh, even if it's not Vada, it's like a rove. That rove people that if you could have beer, it's a rove min the Rabbanan. Because you could clarify it. By Yuchsin, we're machmer even though it's a sfeik sfeik. It's a rove min the Rabbanan, we like it like a suffik echel. That's the terence of Pnei Yeshua. Very interesting teretz, no? That's the answer to the Pnei Yeshua. Yeah, the answer is that's a rov min derabbanan, Gabi. It's a rov min derabbanan. Most people that have yichud, it's not a vadai midrashis. Rov min derabbanan. So for our purposes, for yuchsin, even though it is a sveik seik and Rabbi Yeshua should be mekel, but min derabbanan Rabbi Yeshua is macher. My loss of yuchsin. Daf law says by sota the Torah treats a suffix like a vadai. Daf law says that the Torah treats a suffix like a vadai and a sveik seik doesn't work. Why do you know, Daniel? Tumrus is yachas. Tell me you with 1,000 sveikas. Right? I Rebbe Gleel's Mekel here. Why is Rebbe Gleel Mekel? Don't bring me Sota. Sota's are Gaim Ladover. There was Kinui, there was Stira. This is no Kinui and Stira. So therefore, Rebbe Gleel sticks to his guns. You know what I was thinking, though? Lamais, it's interesting. When you say, is this a Sveik Sveik and Misapech? Is this a Sveik Sveik and Misapech? Did she have beer? Did she not? Even if she had beer, maybe it was to a kosher. What do you say? Maybe she was kosher, nivel all apostle, right? Then you can't say, maybe she didn't have beer. It's a sveik, it's not misapich, right? You follow me? So what did Tosis mean when he says, when in the Rov Rishon said, ain't up a trumpet's la riots, cancels one of the sveikas. It's only one suffix. What do you think that means? It's only considered to be one suffix. Bless you, it's considered to be a Rov in the Rabban, it's like one suffix. Shkoyach, it's one suffix. So the Beis Aaron says, that Taisus doesn't mean she's a vada bulumi din ein apitropis. He just meant to say it's not a sveik sveik misapech, and therefore it's not a sveik sveik misapech. Halacha lemaisa, he says. Therefore, make a test lachzika bebulah. But once you say vada bulumi, it's not a sveik sveik misapech. That's what the Beis Aaron wants to tain it.
It's mazmer what?
In other words, it's possible to suggest
he's being mazmer and knows.
Yeah, no. Rov Rishonim say that what? That the reason why Sveik Sveika doesn't work here is because they had what? Because they had Yichud. So if they had Yichud, say Napajos Larayas, it's like Vadai, they had Nivel, it's only one suffix, right? And that's why the Rishonim say that even Rabbi Yeshua, who says Sveik Sveika is Mutter, they say even Rabbi Yeshua says, well, she says she didn't have Beit, it's Asur, right? So what I'm just saying is that Beis Aaron wants to say, it doesn't mean Vadai Bula, Midin Ein Apitropius, because it's not a Vadai. Because the bottom line is that this is not a sveik sveik misapich anyway. Even though we point out that Taisus doesn't require it to be misapich, very good Pinchas. We said that you don't need it to be. The Prechadish says lohayelu nivra. Taisus Yishanim said it, but our Taisus, remember, we point out from the Kiveger that the Taisus and Rashba say it doesn't have to be misapich. But Lomaisa, what he wants to say is he didn't want to say it's vadai. He just wanted to say it's not a good sveik sveika because you can't what? You can't mahapich it. That's what he wants to tell you.
What it
does for the Rov Rishonim is that it takes away the Sveik Sveika. Well, Tosas did have a line, if you remember, when he brought up Ein Apotropos L'Arayas, that's when he was trying to answer that it wasn't a Sveik Sveika. He was at the point in Tosas where he said, Lo Nivola. Remember, Tosas was Chozerbo from that. There are different stages in Tosas. But at the stage when he said that, that was like Rov Rishonim that she said, Lo Nivola. So he says, take away once of Ein Apotropos L'Arayas. What he meant to say is not that it's Vadai, but he meant to say it's not a Sveik Sveika. That's mehapicht, which you're pointing out very astutely that Tais doesn't have that requirement. Okay, but that's what the Beis Aaron wanted to tell. It's an interesting chiddush to say like this. So what comes out here is a fundamental machlekes regarding what? Regarding our sugya. Is it just when she says nivalti or even when she says lo nivalti? Okay, fine. Let's see the Yossi, let's see the little two Tosasim, okay? And then we have to set up. Yeah, go ahead, Shim, you're impatient. Go ahead. What do you say?
I just want to clarify.
Yes.
At the end of the Tosfos.
Yes.
Before the kasha in the on the Gemara.
Yes.
Ziri holds that with one sveika, we're not going to be usher with Yichud, but Rabbi Yeshua will say, is she still usher?
You asking according to who?
Both. According to Ziri and Rav, right?
According to Ziri and Rav, what are we talking about? We're talking about she said Nivalti and Lo Nivalti. It's about Chloe Rishonim. Tais against Rav Rishonim. Right? Tosas is insistent that she said what? Nivalti. So there's only one suffix. Was it a kusher or not a kusher?
Right,
one suffix, Rabbi Shua is Machmer. Correct.
But Ziri's not.
No, Ziri's just touching the Mishnah. Ziri's just touching the Mishnah. He said Nistara. So what does Nistara mean? It means Yichud. But what did she say within Ziri? So according to us, she said she had bia. The only suffix is, was it a kasher or not? That's one suffix, Rabbi Shua's machmer. Rov Rishonim say, no, she's saying she didn't have Bia. So isn't that a Seikas Hakar Rishu be Machmer? So they want to say, not Petropos Lorias makes it into one suffix. Either Midrabanan, and the Hafla said, the Divim Pshat Lamaisa, right? The Hafla said, right, that was the Pshat, makes it into the one suffix. The Pnei Yeshua said, it's a Rov Midrabanan. The Hafla said, no, makes it like a Vadai Lamaisa. And this is not a problem of, you know, makes it like a Vadai by Sveik Sveik, it doesn't help you. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel says it's Raglaim
Ladov. How does Tosus back out of after
the Tosus backed out of it from Daf Ted Zion. Ted Zion says black on white that Meiri said, that Zeiri said, I did not have Bia. She's believed with Amigo that what? That she said, no, she said, the Gemara says in Ted Zion that she said she had Bia, but she's believed with Amigo Lo Nivalti. So that, based on that, they backed out of it. The Gemara said black and white. What do the other Rov Rishonim do with that Gemara? Right? So what do we say? We said that that's not a Migu Gomer. The Gemara wasn't saying Beferish. Well, it's not a Migu Gomer. The whole Migu is not a Migu Gomer. Rabbi Shua says it's not a legitimate Migu. And see, Tosus took that Gemara at that time very seriously and said that what? The Gemara says black on white that she said she had what? She had Bia. No. The other Rishonim say it doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that, Halacha L'maisa. Doesn't mean that if she would have said Nivalti, she would have been believed. Doesn't mean that at all. Because it's not a real Migu Gomer. Rabbi Yeshua would say, my loss of Yuchsin, and my loss of Yuchsin would be Machmer. It's not that the Gemara said it beferish. Theoretically, Tosus understood if she would have said it, she would have been believed. Doesn't mean that she actually said that. The other Rishonim saying that, and what the Gemara means, that she had a Migu, it's not a Migu Gomer anyway. In the realm of Yuchsin, it wouldn't have helped. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about, Yuchsin. Yuchsin, Yuchsin, is it good or not? Is it not good? Yuchsin. Okay, very good. Yossi, go ahead, let's see the two Tosasin. Go ahead. And then we get to set up tomorrow, Lamaisa, in the Lomdus of the Eishishish. Okay, we got to do Chos Pesach. So go ahead. Chadol Hashir.
Chadol Hashir Bita. Vitrivi Tarvayu. Chadol Yochia Kokoder Abhimiya. Chadol Yochia Kokoder Abhimiya.
What's Tosas saying? According to Ravasi, you need two Mishnayas. One the Machshir, two Ration Sefer. One the Machshir her, one the Machshir her daughter. Correct? I understand. Why? What is Tosas commenting? And therefore you need both. We already said in the Gemara why you need both. No? To Machshir her and her daughter. What's Tosas saying? Why do you need both? You know what Tosas is bothered by? Why can't you learn one from the other? That's what he's bothered by. If the mother's kosher, the uber's kosher. If the uber's kosher, the mother's kosher. So he says, you need one to tell me what? Lo dicha kocher Gamliel. That what? That she's believed what? Even by the uber, meaning the first one, Chad, is the Seifa. And the Chada, Lodich HaKodra B'Shud, even about herself, she's not believed. So that's why you can't transfer one from the other. You really could, but we're trying to Lodich HaKokos. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Pimples?
Well, wouldn't Tosel's problem only come up if we hold that the Uber is the same thing as the mother? Because if we hold...
Well, that's your Kasha you'd ask and say to Uber Yerachimo, right?
Not on... Like, we did ask that Kasha, but not on this part.
Yeah, but I don't think you have to... Uber Yerachimo is talking about objective dinim, about, you know, how you treat... You know, the Uber, is it like the mother or not?
Yeah.
So the truth of the matter is, regardless of whether it's Uber Yerachimo or not on the halacha, whatever you say about the mother, shouldn't it be, you know, they come from the same...
Yeah, but if we're holding them as two different...
I understand, but even if you hold Uber Lav Yerachimo, but whatever you say the din on the mother is, should spill over, halacha l'maisa. That really goes to your kasha, yes, and seder. Even if you hold the different entities, the Gabi Negicha and things like that, but the dinim shouldn't be different. Their status shouldn't be different. Well, one should be kosher and the other should spill over Pashup Shah. So that's what he wants to say, then North will deal with. Okay, next Tysus. Go ahead, Ledivre.
Ledivre, I'm not sure, but so post-tosel Umuveres did not got Mishum the Lishan of Malia.
Oh, so what is Tosus bothered by here? What were we bothered by, Yossi? If you hold the Divri Maxim of Pulsavita, you're stuck, right? Going to Ravasi, what do you need both things for? We apostle the daughter. That's good. One to Maksha, don't worry. But if she's puzzle, then what do you need what? What do you need both for? The daughter's puzzle anyway. So what's Tysus saying? What's Tysus saying here, guys? What do you think, Yossi? What is Mubaris coming to tell me? Doesn't literally mean Mubaris, does it? I think that's what Tysus is saying. It's just a way of us being able to realize she had Bia. There are two ways to realize she had Bia. According to the Shita, or Ravasi. Ravasi says, Nistra Midaberis means Bia. Bia literally is, the Freisha says they saw them have Bia, and the Sefer case is we realize she had Bia because she's pregnant. That's what Tosis means when he says Muberes the Nakam Shum Lishnamalia. There's the first, the Reish is much more dramatic that they saw her have Bia. The Sefer is just saying that we realized she had Bia because she was what? She's pregnant. But it's another way. We don't care. We're not donning on the Uber. The Uber's puzzle. There's no doubt about that. It's just another way of saying that we know that what? That she got pregnant. Whereas the first case we saw them had Bia, the second case is not. Okay. Now let's close with what Pinchas asked me before. To what degree do we assume that this heter of eating truma, if you hold like Rabbi Gamliel that she's believed, to what degree does that go? So, Lamaisa, let's say she was a Bas Kohen. What's the halacha of a Bas Kohen? She's privileged to eat truma, that her father is given the privilege to eat truma. So, halacha Lamaisa, if she's married to a Kohen, if she's a Bas Kohen, she's able to eat truma from her father. If she's married to an Izar, she's Usser. Okay? Even if she has a son from an Ishtar, she's Usser. So what does it mean here, Dafla says? She's Nemenis, that the guy was a Kohen. So she's not Pasul from Truma Beis Aviyah. She's not Pasul from Truma's Beis Aviyah. Even though she's not Nemen like Abed Avlad, to Maksha the Vlad Lakuna, but she's Nemelin in Atzmut, she's not Pasul from Truma Beis Aviyah. Okay?
So according to the Dafla, it's not a Kohen.
Yes. And Rabbi Kivager writes, Rashi and Kedushin Ayin Dalam and Alftin Masko Chada says it's Muchach, she's believed to max herself for Truma if she's a Bas Kohen. She's believed to say the guy was a Kohen and the Vlad doesn't passel, even if it's Rov Yisraelim. So both the Afla and Rabbi Kivager say she's Muteris, be Truma Beis Aviyah, she's Muter Ba'atzma. Now comes along Rabbi Beis Yaakov, the Nesivis, and he argues. He says, no, she's done. She cannot eat from the Truma Beis Aviyah. Because we assume it's as Binurea Besavia. Once she became pregnant, she's not no domali nureha. Rashi says in Avamas, Samach Tesaman Af Damaska Ubrum. So a Kohen that got pregnant, a Kohenis that got pregnant from a Kohen, is Nifselis from eating Truma Besavia. But it's from a Kohen, doesn't make a difference. She cannot go back to her father's house. She's Mutera with the Truma of her husband, but not the Truma of what? Of her father. It's an interesting split. Aren't they both Kohanim? I don't care.
According to
Afla and Rabbi Kivega, I think she would be Mutter, yes.
For both?
So yeah, it seems that way. But the Beis Yaakov wants to say she's not Doma Linurea. Once she got pregnant, she's only Mutter to the husband. The husband's Truma if he's a Kohen. She's Dafka. So if the Vlad was a Kohen and not a Tsar, she could eat me Din Truma's Baila. But if the Vlad himself is not Kosher, she's going to, well, she has a Sad Tsaris, she would be Possum Truma. So he points out very nicely. Against the Beis Yaakov. What will be the din? Could you go back to Truma's Beis Aviyah? The Aflo Rebbe Kiviger says yes. He says yes. Beis Yaakov says no. Only if the husband's a Kohen can you go ahead and eat. Halacha l'maisa. The Aflo points out another nafka mina. What happens if he's a Kohen Mamish? What do you say if he's a Kohen Mamish? What do you say? Kohen through the Leel, that Kohen himself is Modul Livereh, Vetoin Shachin Nivelim Imenim. Harizumuteres lo la'atlo atzmo. Kohen to Rabbi Shua, she's usher to get married even to that Kohen himself. The Kohen himself is screaming, yes, she had Bia. Kohen to Rabbi Gamliel, it's good. Kohen to Rabbi Shua, even if the guy's screaming, she's usher. She has no nemonis, lemaisa, regarding whether that didn't. It's interesting. To that degree, Rabbi Shua says, even if the guy's saying yes, Allah lemaisa is machmer. That's a very interesting din. Okay, one more point I just want to close with is what happens if the guy says, she says, Stam Kosher Nivalti? Stam Kosher Nivalti. What do you say about that? Stam Kosher. What do you say, Halacha L'maisa? Do you have to say, Ish Ploya Koinu? What happens if she says, Stam Kosher Nivalti? Our Mishnah said, Ish Ploya Koinu. What happens? Stam Kosher. What happens, Stam Kosher? Can you say, Stam Kosher? Do you have to say, Ish Ploya Koinu? Or can you just say, Stam Kosher? He's a Kosher Yid. The one who should nivalti to. So it's interesting. The Chem the Shlomo points out from the Rami Chesuri Bia Perik and Chesel Lachit Gimel. She does not need to say Yishponi Kohenu. All she's got to say is Lakoshen Nivalti Nemenis and often a Rambam. And the Gaonim quoted by the Shittim Mekubetzes and the Rambam in Chesuri Bia Perik Tefava Lachit Dalit say she's believed to say Yishponi Kohen. Like Abba the Vladis also Mekrove also Ish Misafek. She can't be with the guy's relatives. Misofik. That's why the Mishnah is Ish Ploni. That there's a Chiddush that the Vlad is Asa B'Krova Ish. That's why in Halacha L'Maisa mentioned that expression. So according to the Rambam, Ish Ploni is acceptable. She doesn't have to say Ish Ploni Kohenu. And the Gonim say, she says Ish Ploni, the fact that the Krovim, the Vlad is Asa the Krovim of that guy. Misafik. Halacha L'Maisa. That's the Chiddush. To that degree, we take it. So what we have to see tomorrow, we begin with is, are any Rishonim argue on that? Do they say Ish Ploni Kohenu Bedavkin? Or is it enough to say Kashrut? You see from the Taisi, Lakashan Ivalti, from Taisis, I noticed, Slav Dafka, no? Did he say Kohen? Let's just say he meant, he didn't say Kohen, did he? He said Kashan Ivalti. From Taisis, I think the Mashmos is that like the Ram, our Taisis is always saying Lakashan Ivalti. So we have to see whether we can find other Rishon that would be Chalik on this thing. Okay, we'll stop here, continue tomorrow, we'll do it in Yoni Pesach. I got that I want to start too. Let's stop in Minch. Everyone have a wonderful day. Who wants to stop for the Omen? Everyone, down for the Omen. I'm sure you didn't think of the